Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Rebecca Mathias, Intuitive Business and Success Coach, and you are listening to the Legendary Leadership Radio Show, where women in business from all over the globe gather each week to come together and get accountability and guidance to get more done in a feminine way. You truly are the pioneers that are leading the way on a new path of getting it done like a woman, where you get success, accomplishment, increased self-confidence, and project completion. It is your time to take a stand and step into your own greater levels of success and accomplishment. And I am so excited to be here with you. As all of you know, it is third Tuesday, guest Tuesday of the month, and one of my favorite days for Legendary Leadership Radio Show, where we have a guest on. And I started this weekly show to support you, to motivate you, and to coach you on what actions and mindset you need in order to create the success you deserve so you can live your best life, inspiring and empowering others. These shows are a way for me to give back, and they speak most near and dear to my passion of supporting and empowering women making a difference in the world through their business. You can learn more about working with me at RebeccaMathias.com and join our Legendary Leadership Facebook group at Facebook.com/groups/Legendary Leadership. And our intro music is called Be the Change by award-winning singer-songwriter Bob Sima. You can find out more about Bob and his music at BobSima.com, and that's spelled S-I-M-A. So welcome, everyone, to the call today. I am just so invigorated with an incredible amount of energy. We are broadcasting live from Hershey Hotel as I have some spa treatments scheduled after the radio show and thought, you know what, I'm an entrepreneur on the move, and why not just go ahead and do it all and broadcast the radio show live from here as well as take a day to rejuvenate and recharge and that sort of thing. So I've been in the spa for part of the morning with a friend and had a marvelous lunch, and the hotel was kind enough to give me one of their parlor rooms. So I have this huge, beautiful room. If you haven't seen on Facebook yet what that looks like, I posted a picture there as well as on Twitter. And I'm just beyond excited today to introduce our guest and bring her on in a few minutes here. And so our topic for today's radio show is called Awaken Your Power of Love. And you might think, what in the heck does that have to do with business, Rebecca? So we will be diving in, and you will see it has everything to do with your business, your success, and your ability to thrive in your business and in life. And so our guest today is a dear friend of mine that I've known for many years and someone who continues to inspire me as well, and her name is Liz Draiman. And she was inspired to create her vision, Awaken to Love, as a movement toward living from the heart of who you are, illuminating a path to your inner brilliance and conscious living. She is a passionate awakener of conscious love, life, and language, an active teacher committed to spiritual education and empowering women to awaken their divine power. Liz's awakening began at the age of 24 after a life-altering spiritual experience. Her desire for understanding of this profound transformation set her on an amazing journey, which led to studies in theology, metaphysics, mastery of language, sound healing with biosonic repatterning and tuning forks and gemstone singing bowls, Reiki, shamanism, angel healing, and environmental stress management. Her understanding of the importance for growing beyond a feel-good experience or lasting transformation compels her to call her clients forth to put love in action for themselves every day. Liz's ability to combine ancient wisdom with a keep-it-real attitude has made her the go-to coach for those who are ready to embrace their personal power and bless the world with their gifts. Now, as a certified Mastery Systems Conscious Life Coach, author, and co-facilitator of Heal My Voice Women's Book Projects, Liz is available as your sacred guide in awakening the sacred story of your soul and live the opulent life that is your divine birthright. Wherever you are on your path of transformation, Liz can and will meet you there. Together, you will create the life you desire and so deserve. So it is with a huge open heart and much gratitude, Liz, that I welcome you onto our call today, and just so excited to be here with you and bringing such amazing content and your beauty and brilliance to all of our listeners. So welcome, Liz.
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. It's so good to be here. And wow, listen to your beautiful voice just express your brilliance and genius. I love it. I love it. I love it. So thank
awesome.
You.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for, yeah, I'm so excited to share with your community. And let's see where love leads us.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are like in for a treat today because I'm at the Chocolate Spa and Liz has got sunshine from Boca Raton, Florida. So, like, how can you go wrong with that combination?
I just got back from a beautiful walk to the beach. Didn't get my feet in the sand, but I just went over to, you know, walk down to the ocean, which is 2.5 blocks away. And this is an absolute manifestation of my heart's desire. And, just been an amazing, amazing journey for me. So I feel so blessed to have such beauty just nearby, and I just love taking in the ocean. So, yeah, so we have the feminine and the masculine energies balanced here today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the topic and how it relates to business in particular, Awaken Your Power of Love.
I love that. And listening to you share my bio, I'm always amazed. I say to myself, oh, my gosh, how did I arrive here? And it's been quite a journey for me since my awakening at 24. And at the time, I had no one in my life that could reference or give me understanding of what happened to me. And so I went in and I followed my heart. And that was the beginning of really learning how to trust my inner knowing and how to listen and hear the voice of love that I believe is always calling us in every given moment, always calling us to awaken to who we truly are and remember who we truly are in every situation, not just the walks on the beach or sitting in a beautiful spa, but even especially in those moments when all outer appearances of life look anything but loving.
Mm-hmm.
That's when love is calling us the most to see the perfection in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I've been, you know, that's been my journey, and I'm a seeker. So I have relentlessly searched, and until I found the love I'm never separate from, I really didn't begin living my authentic life. And although I had the spiritual experience at 24 and then have had many, many mystical experiences since then, it really wasn't until I touched that part of me in a new way and realized that beyond knowing, you know, this is like, okay, we know these concepts, we speak of these concepts, whether they're in business or in relationships or parenting. You know, we say these things, we read many, many positive quotes, but until we have the experience and embody the quality of that essence, until then, it's just an experience. It's just knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge, when we take action on knowledge, it becomes wisdom. And we are all wise women. We have wise women inside of us. And it wasn't until I was ready to truly meet my wise woman that I began living my authentic life, or at least stepped onto the path of awakening to who she really was. And that happened in 2005. So, you know, I had many twists and turns in my journey. And, you know, life happens, like busy making plans, you know, so you wake up and then you may go to sleep and, you know, and then get married and wake up to, well, maybe that's not my highest choice, and make another choice. And, you know, and then you just continue to take a step forward and take a step forward. And all of those experiences are meant to bring us to who we truly are and awaken to love. So I have I've collected quite an eclectic toolbox of tools for me, all for me, everything that I've learned and experienced, whether it's sound healing or vibrational medicine or Reiki, all of those things that I've collected along the way on my journey, they were all for me and for my daughter to bring balance and peace and perfect health into our lives. So one day, you know, my heart came knocking on the door of my soul and said, it's time. You know, it's time to, and it's really interesting, I just love the synchronicities of Bob's song as your opening song, because the quote I have on my computer for inspiration of our call is, be the shift, be the change you want to see in the world. And so I, you know, as I'm listening to Bob's song, I'm going, I love it. I love the synchronicities that, you know, everything we need is already inside of us. And if we tune in and listen, really, really listen, we have everything, all the guidance we require for our next step. Mm-hmm. And anyone listening to the show, I know your women listening to this show are our leaders, our visionaries, our creators, our designers of the new paradigm. You wouldn't be listening to this show, and you certainly wouldn't be connecting with Rebecca and I if you weren't, because that's what we bring to the world. We said yes, and I know I've watched you, Rebecca, you know, just be live full on in whatever life brings you so that you can show up more brilliantly in your genius every day.
Thank you. It's so true. I mean, you know, you think about, you know, people spend so many thousands of dollars on branding and marketing and all of these different things. And in reality, you know, what Liz is bringing to all of you listeners today, and for those of you who listen to the recording each week, there really is this element of continuing to unveil yourself and be more visible in the world, which typically can be scary for a lot of people. And, you know, on the conscious level, you're like, yeah, right, I don't have a problem with that. But in reality, it is there under the layers. And what the true nature of branding is that you are your brand. I mean, you are the one putting yourself out there. I've watched so many clients and colleagues' businesses explode when they get like a brand new photo shoot. And if you think about it, what are they doing? They're being more visible and they're being more themselves. And very often, if you are on this, you know, accelerated path like myself and Liz, and for most of you on the call, I would imagine, you need new photos every maybe even 3 to 6 months, depending upon how quickly you are growing and your branding is shifting and your energy is shifting and all of these things. I mean, you might see someone that you haven't seen in a while. Liz and I were talking earlier on the phone this morning on my way into the Hershey Spa, and she was saying that people she's seen back in June just saw her recently, and they're like, you look totally different. Like, you look younger and more supple. And I mean, hey, that's pretty cool, right? Just shifting your
I loved it.
Yourself more. That's awesome.
I always love that when people say that to me, and they, you know, and then we'll have a conversation and, you know, we'll get to the age factor. And, you know, I'm really comfortable in my body and where I am right now at 52 years old. And they look at me and they go, oh, my God, you know, like, really? What is it? And what it is, it's the light. It's L-I-G-H-T, light. It's energy. And light is love energetically.
Yeah. I mean, when you really love yourself, it just shows totally, and it illuminates from all of your branding and all of your marketing, and it shows throughout your business. And energetically, like, people can really tell, like, if you're kind of hiding or you're holding back to a certain degree in your business. So help us see how the self-love and being more visible in the world in general, as well as in your business, directly relates to how much business you bring in and how you help more people and that sort of thing.
That's a wonderful, wonderful question. And I'm going to address the self-love piece, but I'm also going to take you a little bit higher, if that's okay. And
absolutely.
Is it okay that we touch the ground and we are grounded, and we also touch our heaven. We also touch our the stars, because that's what we are. We are the bridge. We are the bridge to heaven, and heaven is here, and heaven is not a place. Heaven isn't a place. You know, heaven is consciousness. So can we, for just a couple of moments, imagine that we are heaven on earth? And from that place, just imagine wherever you are right now, and I'm going to tune us up and raise up, turn up the volume here on the frequency. So everyone just know that you're going to experience a little bit of an energetic shift. And if that's okay, you can actually, if Rebecca, you're on the chat, if you're online, just give us a star, a yes, a heart, so that your heart says, yes, I'm ready to turn up my frequency of love.
Because yeah, for those of you who are on the webcast, you can just type right in. We'll be opening the lines up later for Q&A, so that'll just familiarize each of you with it. So the Q&A is there, and if you're on the line, I mean, just honestly get yourself present and just receive, because instantaneously miracles can happen if you're available to receive them.
Yes, and what's important, the reason why I'm asking you to say yes, if it is a yes for you, is because it's important to voice your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Making a conscious choice is the first step in shifting anything. Anything.
Amen.
You have to say yes. And let go of anything you think is attached to that yes, however you think that yes is going to come about, because that's the doing. That's the masculine energy, not wrong. We're not putting any attachment to it. It's just a different energy. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is energy. And when we are in the frequency of love, we naturally love ourselves. So self-love is a natural expression of the frequency of love. So we don't have to do anything to think about how do I get more self-love in my life, or how do I express more self-love in my life. That's just a natural expression. You will know and you will do it, because it's like eating healthy. You know, all of the diets that are out there, or business, let's keep it to business. So, you know, you have your brand and you think you're on the right track, but you have questions and you're not sure, is this the right program? You know, am I putting out the right program, or do I have everything that I need? By virtue of you having those questions is evidence of misalignment.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are in the frequency of love, everything happens synchronistically, and that's what a miracle is. And miracles are a natural state of our being. They are a higher law in the universal laws. They are a higher law, but they are natural. And if miracles are not happening in your life right now, and I'm not putting a value on a miracle. A miracle could be for you, you know, your daughter waking up feeling really healthy and smiling. That might be your miracle. Your miracle might be, you know, you get an influx of new clients that just came out of nowhere. Whatever it is, it's what's important to you. So first, voice your choice. Yes, I'm ready for a change. I don't know how this is going to happen, and that's where the magic lies. That's the part of life that I love. Like, I put it out there, I put out a call to the universe, and I command energy, because we are that powerful. And we're being called up, particularly women, are being called up to own our power with energy. Not necessarily power in doing, but in consciousness. You can do more inside you to shift your world than doing anything on the outer. I'm going to say that again, because that's really important. I mean, it took me a long time to get that. You can do more. You can move mountains in consciousness inside of you than you can with doing, than you can with having, quote-unquote, the right brand or the right website, or it's all in consciousness. I have shifted in me in consciousness. And when I'm talking about shifts, I mean radical forgiveness for certain, you know, people in my life, relationships, being willing to go and touch places in me that were holding me back and I didn't even know it. So it's really important to know that you have a power within you to shift your world, and I can bring you into different exercises that just will amaze you. And we're going to do that today. We're going to do that today. We're going to do a little bit of that. I'm going to turn up the frequency. So what I'm doing right now for you, if you notice, I'm laying a little foundation for you, because the outer self knows when love shows up that there's a new sheriff in town. You know, and it's like I have a post, be the kind of woman that when you put your feet on the floor in the morning, fear says, oh, crap, she's up. You know? It's like, you know, the outer self, the human self, the small self, not wrong, has no concept of what thriving is.
Mm-hmm.
It has no concept of your brilliance. It cannot know your brilliance. It's the old self. Your, and I'm going to use metaphysical terms here, your Christ itself, your Christ consciousness, your I am presence, your divine self, whatever it is that you call the all that is, make that translation for you. Whatever that is, your small self does not know it. It's like light and dark, cannot know each other. Two opposing energies cannot abide in the same frequency. So your old self feels the frequency of my words, because when truth is spoken, it's received beyond hearing. It's received as a frequency, and your heart will always know truth. So your heart will know whether or not what I'm sharing today is truth. Your mind will always have questions. Your heart always has solutions. Always. Your mind will always have a question. So when you're receiving something, if you find yourself asking questions, that's your mind. And your mind will never agree with your success. Ever. Don't expect your mind, your small self, which is the conscious mind, ever to agree with your brilliance and your success. Because it
meaning accept it, meaning like, hey, I finally have arrived. Like, it's always going to be like, what's the more?
Well, it's yes, there'll always be a question. How am I going to do that? You can't.
Right.
It's not possible. Because the outer appearance of your life may look nothing like that is evident in your life, that miracle is evident in your life. So it's go beyond every day, be willing to go beyond your known reality. So you make a choice. I'm willing to go, I'm willing to show up in life, whether it's your business or in your relationships or with your own health and your own body. I'm willing to show up in life and go beyond my known reality moment by moment by moment by moment. And that's how I live it. So it's like, what's my 125% right now? Well, it's going to be different. Once I, you know, I pass that, that's going to be my new 125%. And that's how, and whether you put a number on it or whatever it works for you, you know, it's going beyond your known reality. So you make a choice, you go beyond, you're committed, you voice your choice, you say yes, you're willing to go beyond your known reality. You allow, you let go of the how-to. And that's, that's the big piece right there. Because what will happen when you say yes and you are willing and you voice your choice, everything that is in disharmony, and I'll use energy words, in dissonance, you know, in harmony like in an orchestra, when you hear the orchestra warming up, all the instruments are playing out of tune with each other. And then all of a sudden the conductor stands up and he taps the podium and they all start coming into tune. That's harmony. Harmony is the energy that, and love is the energy that is magnetic to all your good, energetically. It's magnetic. Love is magnetic. It's attractive. It looks good, too. You know what I mean? It's attractive, and we wear it well. You know, mm-hmm. when we are in frequency of love, like we were saying earlier, we look great. We radiate. It's who we are. So what mm-hmm. will happen when you say yes to who you truly are? Everything that you're not is going to come knocking on your door. Expect mm-hmm. it. And the more that shows up means how great your blessing is that's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So really look at that. So I'm going to give it to you in my terms, conscious language terms. You know, we have, language tells us where we are in consciousness. So our language defines where you are in consciousness. And what's beautiful about that is consciousness is always upgradable. We can upgrade our language and shift our consciousness. The Trinity, I'm giving you guys a lot here, but I believe you know, it's coming. So I open up, I speak from my heart. Whatever's coming is for you. So I love it. The Trinity of manifestation, anything you desire to manifest, the cosmic formula is thought, feeling, and word. Mm-hmm. Thought, feeling, and word. Those three are required for manifestation. And when you reach the sweet spot of having thought, feeling, and word, all in resonance, magic happens. That's when manifestation things form. Now, this is the thing. This is the rub. Thought, feeling, and word. Well, the universe doesn't discriminate. Well, she didn't really mean that. Oh, okay, well, we're going to scratch out, delete that one. No, cancel that. She didn't really want to put that out there. She was just angry or frustrated. The universe is literal. I mean literal. So every word you speak is, cosmic law says, a prayer, a decree, a law coming into manifestation. When I read that, and like I've been reading that for many, many years, and I embodied it, like it really got in, I literally wept.
Mm.
I wept. I cried. I mean, my emotional body right now is going, and maybe you guys are feeling it too. Think about that. Every word we speak is a prayer coming into manifestation. Now, okay, oops, I get to clean that up. And I did. I when I was aware of that, I immediately went in consciousness, and whatever came up for me that I remembered in that moment, whatever memories came up on the screen of my mind of words that were spoken harshly or, you know, sometimes, I mean, really, think about through the course of our life some of the things we've said, and they happened. And they happened. It's like, what? So I went in, and it took me hours, but I did it. I cleaned up and revised every one of those memories. And I saw the beautiful blessing come in my outer world, meaning it outpictured. That's energetically, it outpictures in your world. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your words, outpicture. And your feeling, the intensity of your feelings that you put forth is the fuel that determines how quickly it's going to manifest. Have a thought, your thought becomes your words, and then you speak it, and the intensity that you speak it with and the passion you put behind it is how fast it's going to happen. So think about that. That's why, thank God, we don't have instant manifestation yet. You know what I mean? Like, we're not ready for that. Like, we're not ready for that.
It's true.
Think about, make that little triangle, thought, feelings, words. Are they in alignment? Because when you say yes and you voice your choice, everything that's in disharmony with that is going to show up at your door, like I was saying. So that's where the work is. That's the beauty of having these transformation tools that we have been given by the masters. And, I mean, we just have so much available to us that we can upgrade. You know, we can say, okay, what's up for me? On the mm-hmm. scale of emotional harmonics, what do I feel? And what I share with people and teach them as I'm learning as well, because all coaching for me is self-facilitation. I don't coach mm-hmm. anyone. I coach me through that person. Because there's only one of us here. We are each an amplified version of each other. So when I am mm-hmm. sitting with my clients, whatever they're experiencing, I'm in it. And I'm coaching it in me. And I see them move up scale because there's no resistance. I become mm-hmm. one with them. It's just beautiful. I feel very, very blessed when I'm in the presence of another's awakening to remembering who they are. And you just see the lights turn on and the years and years of whatever it is that they are working with just dissolve in love.
Mm-hmm.
Because any limitation or judgment, when touched with love, immediately dissolves.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Dissolves. So we're, you know, making this choice will definitely open the door for what is in disharmony with that choice. And that's okay, because the beautiful thing is we get to re-choose. Like, we are the only kingdom in all of creation that has the power of free will.
Right.
That's
so
why
true.
We're guardians of the earth. We are the guardians of the earth. We are the guardians of our children. We're the guardians of the animal kingdom. You know, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, they thrive despite human creation. You know, and we are here to thrive. So I'd like you to just now take a moment. So I'm tracking the energy, and I'd like everyone to take a nice deep breath. And if you can, just close your eyes for a moment and place your hand on your heart. And just say these words. I remember.
I remember.
I remember. Now, one of the things that the masters teach us, ascended masters, I do a lot of work with the ascended masters, the masters teach us that the reason why we don't have everything we desire instantaneously is because we don't always mean the words we say. Mm. And that to have manifestation, speaking meaning, you know, meaning what we say, every word charges it with truth. And it turns to form. So
mm-hmm.
So say it until you mean it, until you feel it in your body. I remember love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the only ascending, upward moving energy in the universe. Emotions emote against love. Meaning,
mm-hmm.
Emotions are a downward, descending energy. So when you think about love, I remember love. Feel what that is like in your body. Your body knows what love is. Every cell of your body is wired for love. It's your
mm-hmm.
divine blueprint. So when you speak those words, I remember love, every cell in your body gets really happy. You know, it starts turning on. By the sound of your voice, because your voice is a frequency, it's a sound. You know, place your hand on your throat when you say, I remember love.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that. Feel the frequency of your throat chakra. It's amazing. So this is the spiritual center of our expression and how we express our spirit self in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So speak our words, they literally are prayers. So what are we speaking? speaking? What are we saying? Are we choosing words that manifest our desire? Or are we just speaking unconsciously? And many times we do. And that's okay.
Right.
So if there's anything else that you receive today, is this, that we have right and wrong so conditioned in our culture that we, you know, when we answer a question or we're, you know, we want to see the right thing. And it's like, let's take right and wrong off the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's only consequences and results and choices. And it's like you might have a desirable choice, you know, a desirable result from a choice you made, and you might have a not-so-desirable result from a choice that you made.
Oops. Right?
Yep.
Oops. Okay.
You get to choose
again.
All right,
I get to re-choose. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn from it, and that's the whole purpose of the experience. So here's the other piece. Anything other than your highest good, any choice made that is other than your highest good, and this is the other thing, ladies, this is really, really huge for us. Have we ever really learned, and perhaps you did, but I know in my world and growing up, I didn't necessarily learn to give myself my heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I really, I mean, even going out to dinner sometimes, I mean, don't you remember, this is just the memory that popped up, going out to dinner and wanting to order lobster, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm from Long Island, and going, you know, I'll have, you know, baked ziti or something, you know what I mean? Like,
or like, you know, I wonder what the market price really is, and I'm too afraid to ask.
You know, it's like, were we really taught to thrive? You know,
mm-hmm.
where we're wired for it, but we're conditioned for surviving. So
totally.
Cosmic law says this, and I'll use this is scripture, potentially as cosmic law, not as religion. Seek ye first the
mm-hmm.
kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Like, okay, seek ye. Who's that? Me. Seek me
mm-hmm.
first. So I seek what? The kingdom of heaven, which is where? In my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom of heaven is in my heart, and all these things shall be added unto you. So give yourself your highest heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is what supersedes business. Because how can we be successful in business if we have things going on in our life that are causing us distress, like
mm-hmm.
something that's really important to me, which could be, you know, a child, our children, you know, whether they're having challenges in school or they have a physical condition or a relationship or a parent or money. You know, let's just get down to what is really important to us.
Mm-hmm.
When we give ourselves that, meaning its highest good, and we hold that vision, and we come from the outcome. I'm an outcome facilitator. I facilitate
mm-hmm.
outcomes, not processes, because we've had enough processes. It's like we've been processing. You know, really. Can we just get to the outcome? Yes, we can. What's your outcome? Okay, let's do it. And I have processes and systems that bring us there with so much more ease and elegance than ever before. It's like, it doesn't have to be hard anymore, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old story. And we are here. I am here. I'll speak for me to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
We can live the life we desire with ease and elegance.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
Elegance in energy speak means this: maximized effect with minimal effort.
Mm-hmm.
That's what elegance is. Maximized effect with minimal effort. Elegance. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Energy is elegant when you know how to work it. So giving yourself anything other than your highest good is self-sabotage.
Yes.
So today,
and
what
saying
I'd like
yes to your desires.
Yes, exactly. So today mm-hmm. I'm inviting you to make a list of everything your heart desires. I call it place your order with the universe. Like, mm-hmm. imagine that you have all the money you require, all of them, 10 times more than you need. You have it because you do. You have a treasure trove of resources that came with you when your soul took flight. It's like your little data package that's unlimited. Let's just put it that way. We each have our own treasure trove, our own data package.
Yeah, I mean, the desires within each of us are so unique. And like, they weren't put within your heart and soul for you to be tortured by them. They were put within your heart and soul for them to be fulfilled. So I love all of this information that you're sharing, Liz. It's really powerful. I mean, just the power of it, I can feel it, and I can really feel the energy of everyone on the show today. And, you know, we want to open up the line for you to be able to ask
awesome.
Liz your questions and that sort of thing. So for those of you who are on the phone line, you would press *2 to raise your hand. And for those of you who are on the webcast, you would just type your question right into the webcast that's there on the screen of your computer. Again, if you have a question on the phone line, you would press *2 to raise your hand. And one of the things that was just, you know, as we're waiting for people to get in the queue here, I'm just going to share, there's a book that I'm aware of called Conscious Language. And so one of the things that was coming up for me as you were speaking and sharing so eloquently is that there's a book called Conscious Language if anyone's looking to get started with that sort of thing and just really thinking about how our self-talk is and how that translates into business. You know, I've worked with clients before where they're like, you know, look, I've advertised here and I've marketed there and I'm not getting any clients and I'm not filling this and I'm not filling that. And it's like, well, you know, what is your self-talk like? I mean, if you're not conscious of, you know, just what you're thinking and you're speaking and you're feeling, not necessarily the verbal word, but the internal word to your own self. And if that's not something that's loving and encouraging and something that really honors the sacredness of who you are and valuing yourself, then how are you expecting to go out in the marketplace and sell a package that someone else is supposed to value when you yourself aren't even valuing who you are as the expert in whatever area you are projecting yourself to be? So really paying attention mostly in the beginning to the conscious language of self-talk and then moving that out into, you know, listening to the words that you speak to others and that sort of thing. So, again, if you're on the line and you want to ask a question, you would press *2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you would just go ahead and type your question right into the Q&A box on there. And
and also, if you have any comments, is this, you know, just I'm just going to check in with you guys. And is this, are you resonating with this? Is this helping you? Is anything that sharing here helping you? And also, it's interesting that you mentioned the book Conscious Language, Rebecca, because that is the author of Conscious Language, Robert Tennyson Stephens, is one of my mentors, and that is the Mastery System coaching that I'm certified in. So you could actually go over to my store page, LizDrayman.com/store, and the book Conscious Language is right there, as well as some other conscious language resources. There's DVDs, and there's also some free coaching techniques, and there is also a free 2-hour download on the sidebar. You can just click here for Mastery Systems products and click on one of the products, and you'll see on the Mastery Systems website, there's a free 2-hour download. And what I'd like to do also is just while we're on that is offer an invitation to anyone listening live today or within the next, I'll just say 24 hours, anyone listening to the replay, that I'd love to be my honor to gift you a conscious awakening discovery session with me. And this is what I'm going to do. Normally, it's a 30-minute. I'm going to increase that because I feel that your group is just so ready and that you're the type of women that are intelligent and are ready to take ownership for your destiny. So I'm going to extend that to an hour.
Wow.
I'm going to gift you with that, and that's over a $200, you know, session with me. And we can just, you will definitely receive some very specific tools that you can use and apply immediately, and then decide whether or not for you, you're ready to dive in and really get to. Aware, being aware, and then not only just being aware of what you are creating with your thoughts, feelings, and words, the trinity of manifestation, because you're creating something. It may not be what your desire is. You're creating always from your thoughts, feelings, words, and what shows up in your life is what, you know, is a result of your thoughts, feelings, and words. And if it's other than what your highest good is, it's just another opportunity to grow. It's just going to be another lesson, and lessons are okay. Nothing wrong with that. But personally, I'm ready to go to my outcome, and that doesn't mean not touch and heal. That's where the juice is for me anyway. That's what I do. I do for the soul, Rebecca. We've talked about this. What you do for business? You know, I'm the get it done. Soul coach. It's like, let's go in with massive amounts of love and feel how love just dissolves all of that, like lasting, not just feel good little band-aid, because, you know, we have enough of that going on. But, and real practical, I'm a Virgo, so it's like, let's get practical and let's have tools that we can just pull out of our toolbox at any moment. Or, you know, I mean, I've got like Hermione's bag where I just go in and it's just like I pull out, you know, anything I need to for the moment to support me in the moment. And, you know, I'm happy to generously share that with you. So if you desire to do a discovery session with me, go over to my website, LizDraymond.com, and just hit connect, and that'll take you to my email page, and just send me an email, yes, I'm interested, with your contact number, and I'll be in touch with you.
Awesome. Thank you. That is so generous. And then for those of you who are on the webcast, Liz's link to her website is right there on the webcast to the left. So if you're on the webcast and you'd like to ask a question, you can just go ahead and type your question into the question and answer box there right on the webcast. And then for those of you who are on the line, even if you did press star 2, please press star 2 again. We had a slight technical glitch there. And so for those who may have pressed star 2, it didn't come through somehow on the control panel here. So if you have a question on the phone, you would press star 2 to raise your hand. And then on the webcast, you would just type your question and answer in the box right there. So one of the questions that's coming in, Liz, is, how do you deal with difficult people when you're in relationship and, like, you know, this person's saying she's trying to get her business off the ground and it's been really challenging for her because she's also a mother and she's raising children, but she's being challenged by the relationships in her life with her family and her friends and, you know, is having trouble believing in herself as a result. What would you say to someone who's dealing with that?
First thing I'm going to say is I feel you. I've been there. I've made some pretty radical choices in my life with parenting and had to really be resilient against other people's opinions. So know your truth will set you free. Your truth will set you free. Remember what I said earlier about the outer world may not agree, most likely will not agree with your truth? Know your truth, number one. Also, know that whatever is showing up in your life is an amplified version of what's going on in you. So this goes beyond the mirror. You know, about, you know, life reflects back to us what we are experiencing in consciousness. And it's true. I mean, that is the law of attraction. You know, what you put out, let me just say it this way. You are a vibratory being. You're vibrating 24/7, 365. You're sending out a signal. You're like a cell phone. So you're constantly sending out signals, nonverbal signals. And what shows up are the calls that you're receiving is what shows up that matches your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So what's showing up in your life is actually showing you where in you love is calling.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for instance, I'm just going to use this for an instance. You have a situation where, okay, so it sounds like what's happening with you is that you're being challenged. And so this is giving you an opportunity, and I'm sure that it's actually showing up in your body because my body just activated. So there's something going on in your body as well. And your body, your sacred temple, is going to show you what blessing is coming in for you before your words and your thoughts can even catch up with it. Because we're inspired by spirit. So I work with sacred body language translation in my coaching, so that's why most of my coaching is done via Skype or Google Hangouts, so I can see what's happening. We move so much faster because the body shows me what's coming in. So, for instance, if you are experiencing anger, the emotion of anger, and we're not going to define ourselves by it, we're just saying it's an energy, anger. If you're experiencing, I feel anger, what's coming in for you is authorship, is aligned action. Because if you get someone angry enough, they're ready to take action, right? I mean, it's like, when I see someone like, they say, I'm getting pissed, Liz. Good. Yay. Okay. They look at me like, you are really crazy. Yes, because now you're ready to take action. Now you're ready to take authority of your life. And that's the blessing. That's the perfection. Fear is in, and remember, the intensity of what you're feeling. So, like, in the conscious language world, we'll say, and I love this, Bob shares this a lot. You know, he had a client who, understanding conscious language, called him one day and said, I have massive faith returning. Okay? We know what that is. That means he is scared shit. He's got massive fear up. I have massive faith returning because fear turns into faith. And how it turns into these are just energies, negative and positive, like on a battery. It's just charges of energy. And love is the elixir, the lubricant that shifts it. When we touch our fear, and I'm going to give you five steps to connecting with current consciousness or engaging current consciousness. Five steps to engaging current consciousness is this. You just speak to
Liz,
yourself.
Let me ask you a quick question before you go into that, just because we're getting here to the top of the hour and we've got another question coming in. Rhonda in Canada is asking, well, first of all, she's saying all you shared is so helpful, wonderful information. Thank you both for all of your work. But she's wondering if we have some ideas to clear blocked emotions. And I'm just kind of tapping into the energy here, and I'm wondering if what you're about to share, these five steps, are also five steps that Rhonda could and anyone else use to clear some blocked emotions that they're having.
Yes, absolutely, because these five steps are going to help open the door to the energy that those blocked emotions are holding. So whatever
Beautiful.
It is that you're feeling, Rhonda, first of all, I'm going to invite you all to just say, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really say that to yourself in the quiet of your space. So it's okay. It's almost like a mother soothing the child in you.
Mm-hmm.
And now how does your body feel when you say that? I mean, I can hear your voice, Rebecca. It's like,
like my little girl's like, oh, I'm so loved.
And this is real. So this is not like airy-fairy stuff. This is shifting from the sympathetic survival nervous system to the parasympathetic, which is where creativity lives. Okay, so first thing, anytime you're feeling anything other than love, it's okay. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel. You say these words, I feel, which means that it's okay to feel because your human self, your small self, has lived for so long hiding their feelings because you've got to be right or wrong. So just allow yourself, this is giving permission, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I touch my feelings. I touch whatever it is that's up for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I touch. I stay. Now, this is huge because we want to run from our feelings and either, you know, fill the need for whatever it is that's up for us with something outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food, alcohol, whatever, relationships, doesn't matter, there's no judgment. That's what we do. We look outside
mm-hmm.
of ourselves. So I stay. And when you say I stay, you begin to create trust within yourself.
Mm.
Your heart says, ah, okay, I can trust her again.
Mm-hmm.
I stay in these feelings. I allow myself to feel. I touch them. I feel them. I breathe. The breath is spirit. Is spirit breathing you, and it moves energy. So always
mm-hmm.
remember to breathe. You'd be amazed at how many people, when we're coaching, they like forget to breathe. So I
mm-hmm.
have to make sure I'm breathing. So when I breathe, they breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so breathe. Just say I breathe, and then say I love.
Mm.
I love.
Beautiful.
I breathe. I touch. I feel. I feel. I touch. I love. I stay. I breathe. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those right there will open the door for the frequency of love to come in and open the door to healing. Just make
wow.
it all okay. Make it all okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. I love these easy steps that anyone can do immediately and just to wrap up the end of the show with here. So beautiful and incredible. And Liz, just thank you so much for everything, for all of you that you have shared with our listeners and the wisdom, all of it has just been a true blessing. So thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. You know, I love you.
Yes, and I love you back. And so thank you all of our listeners for being here as well. And remember to visit Liz Draman, DRAMAN.com. To definitely take advantage of what a beautiful gift for an hour-long session with Liz. She is amazing. I've worked with her over Google Hangout, and I've also worked with her in person, and I've always walked away with such a profound remembering, I guess I could say, of who I truly am and really bringing myself back into alignment with my authentic self, and miracles continue to occur, I know, as a result. So thank you, everyone, for being here. Again, thank you so much, Liz. And let the conversation continue over in our Legendary Leadership Facebook group. And thank you all for being present on our show today. And have a fabulous rest of the day, everyone. And we will connect next week at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you.
Beautiful world, the giant.